Yeah, I'm ready, Mr. J. Thanks for giving me a ride home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. I'll do the rest of my homework when I get home. Well, Kristen was getting tired, so... Can I talk to you? Can we go somewhere private? Okay, I really don't know how to say this. Okay, Mr. J, if I ever, couldn't go home for some reason, would I maybe be able to stay here for a short while? It's just that your house has become like a second home, and well, sometimes it feels more like home than anywhere else. I know. Well, yeah, it's small, and I know, and there's not much room, but, I don't know how it would work, but it wouldn't be for that long, I swear. I'm in my senior year, we're almost done, I'll be leaving for college soon. It's just that, I don't think I can go back home. Well, my mom kind of hates me right now. Ah, jeez. I don't know if I should tell you, if I do, could we please keep it between us, okay? Please don't tell Kristen or anyone. Promise? Well, my mom thinks that me and her boyfriend have been, doing stuff. We did. But, she's blaming it all on me, saying I was asking for it or something. He's been coming on to me whenever she's not home, and the other day she came home when he was in my room, and she just sensed this weird vibe, and that night I heard them arguing, and... She's hardly talked to me in 3 days. Steve, her boyfriend... stopped all contact with me, too. That didn't last long, though. Well, last night, he came into my room. He woke me up. I'm sorry, Mr. J, this is kind of hard to talk about. He tried to do stuff again. I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. Before that, we had only, fooled around a little. He would touch me, and I would touch him sometimes. But last night, he said if I was going to be his good girl, then I would have to get on my knees. So, I did. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, that's not why I'm telling you this. I really need to tell somebody, and I trust you. Of course I trust you. So, Steve sat on the edge of my bed, and I got on the floor, and I did what he asked. At one point, he told me to get on my back on the floor, and he kind of got on me, and then just you know, kind of finished on me. Yeah. He was saying, like, I was his good girl, and his little cocksucker. His little cocksucker. And then he just came on me, and that's when the lights turned on, and my mom was standing there. Oh my god, she started screaming, just totally freaking out, and I left. I grabbed whatever clothes I could find and hid outside until the bus came in the morning. And then when school ended, I came here, and so, yeah, I really, really don't want to go home. I don't know what else to do. Yes. Thank you, Mr. J. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You can run my back like that. Thank you. It feels good. It feels really good. Actually, do you think you could just hold me for a little bit? Thank you. Really? I can stay here for a couple days? Oh, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I feel calm for the first time and oh god, I can't even remember. It feels so good to get that off my chest. Can we just sit like this for a minute? Thanks, Mr. J. I just, I also feel kind of bad. Well, I can't help but feel like it's kind of my fault. I just have this feeling of guilt, like, I didn't stop him in the beginning when it was just touching, kind of touching. I don't know, maybe I liked it or something, maybe on some level, I wanted him to do it. No, I know. I'm sure he knew what he was doing. I just wish I didn't let it go so far. This is really nice, you know, Mr. J, you hugging me like this, holding me. Kristen is really lucky to have such a good dad. Anyway, I don't even know how it got that far. Like, I don't know where we started across the line. It was just flirtatious at first. Innocent, I guess, you know, like, one day we were watching a movie on the couch and just kind of sat close together, and he and my mom have been dating for a while, so he's kind of more like my stepdad. I really thought they were going to get married. So I was like, yeah, sure, it's okay if we cuddle a little, right? And he didn't mind. And he was just kind of holding me, and we watched the TV, and it was fine, it was nice, and we just sat there. I mean, that's okay, right? We're doing it, aren't we? I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? Letting you hold me like this? Yeah. Well, Steve started to rub my shoulders, and we got really comfortable with each other. I was really enjoying the massage, and he said he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap. So I did. I know. I never really had a dad growing up, and I know I'm a little old for that kind of thing, but I thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything, right? Look, it was just like this, okay? Can I, please? Here. Just slide into your lap like this. please hold me like this. I just need to know that this is okay. That I didn't do anything wrong. That I wasn't, you know, asking for it. That I'm good. Thank you. Believe me, I'm so grateful I can trust you. This was really all I wanted, you know, to be held and cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, please, just let me stay on a little longer. Just hold me like this. It's really helping. I need to tell the rest, okay? I need to understand. So, his hands started to explore down past my shoulders. He caressed my sides. He began brushing against the sides of my, you know, my boobs. I thought maybe it was unintentional, and I didn't want to be rude or offend him, so I let it go on, but I can't stop thinking how a part of me was hoping that he would keep going, you know? No. Deep down, I know I wanted him to. I wanted his hands all over me. So I let it happen. He started rubbing me through my shirt. I wasn't wearing a bra, and I let him pull my shirt up, and I even leaned back against his body as he did it. After that, he started to rub my belly, and then he went lower. But he wouldn't go further. He made me ask him. He said, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" And I told him yes. He made me say, "Please." He made me say, "Please pull my panties down, Daddy." And I did. He slid them around my ankles, and I leaned back against him on his lap, and he started to rub me down there. He made me ask him, beg him to keep going. I just said, "Please rub my pussy, Daddy," over and over. And soon, I just wanted to come. So I said anything he wanted. He said I was a bad girl for teasing him like that. For sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. He made me say it. He made me say that I did all of that on purpose. And I didn't know whether to believe it or not. I could feel his hard-on pressing into me. He said, "Little girls shouldn't tease their daddies like that unless they want something." He asked me, "Do you want to come, baby?" And I said, "Please make me come, Daddy." "Tell me you're bad," he said. "Tell me you're a whore." And I did. I told him, "I'm bad, Daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. Yes, I'll do whatever you say. So, he took out his cock and said I had to touch it. And I did. I rubbed it. Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch their daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe then you can tell me if I was bad or not. I unzipped his pants. Just like this. And he was really hard. Just like you are. And I wrapped my hands around his shaft like this. And I squeezed it. Is this bad? Huh? Then I just started stroking him up and down, slowly, like this. And he was moaning, like you are. So, am I a bad girl, Mr. J? Oh. Still thinking? I stroked his cock just like this and kissed his neck like this. And while I stroked him, he made me tell him things that weren't true. All sorts of things. How I like to give hand jobs to the boys at school. How this one time in math class, I was sitting next to a boy. And I took out his dick under the desk and jerked him off in the back of the class when no one else could see. Just like this, Daddy. I jerked him off just like this. I wanted to come so bad, I told him anything he wanted. I sat on his lap while he kept rubbing my pussy. He whispered into my ear and degraded me while I jerked him off. Oh, that's right, he said. Jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it. Jerk it, you little bitch. And I started to stroke him faster. To jerk him off. To really pump his dick. Like this. Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad yet? I licked his neck and pumped his cock like he told me to. And he said, "Fuck it, little girl. Fuck it with your hand. That's a good little fucking whore." Am I Mr. J? Huh? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? To be your little bitch? Just like I was for him? You like making me do what you want? Having me touch your dick like this? Oh, are you gonna nut for me? Maybe then you'll know if I'm bad. Will that answer the question? Maybe then you'll know what a slut I really am. What a slut my daddy made me. Why I can't go home anymore. Why I just have to stay here with you. Oh, stay here with you and jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah. Is this what you like? Making me dirty, just like he did? Do you like this? Taking advantage of my trust? Making me your little whore? Will I jerk you off? It's okay, Mr. J. I know you can't help it. I could feel your heart on as soon as I started talking. I knew you were hard as soon as we were alone together. As soon as I sat on your lap and told you how my daddy took advantage of me. You liked hearing that, didn't you? You wanted to do those things to me. To make me yours. But you're not like him, are you? No. You'll take care of me, won't you? Oh, won't you? And I won't even have to share you with Mommy. You wanna come for me? You wanna make me dirty? Make me your dirty girl? Mr. J, if I make you come, will you be my daddy? Will you come on my face like you did? Yeah. Call me a whore and bust all over my face. Then will you be my daddy? Mr. J? Please. Please, will you take care of me? Please be my daddy. Oh, I'll be good to you. I'll suck your dick, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean it. Can I suck it for you? I didn't tell you the whole truth before, Mr. J. Steve, he made me do that a lot. In the car. This one time after my mom left for work, he let me suck his dick under the kitchen table. He made me suck it till I loved it. Until I would beg him. Oh, yes, Daddy. I'll show you. I'll show you how I suck my daddy's dick. I'll show you how I can beg for it. I'll beg for you. If you'll be my daddy. Can I? Can I be your little cocksucker? Can I suck your dick, Daddy? Please. Will you make me dirty like he did? Make me your little girl? Your little cocksucker, huh? Yeah, it sounds nice, doesn't it? Make me suck you off until you come. Until you nut in my dirty little mouth. Huh? Yeah? Are you gonna come in my little girl mouth. Okay, Daddy. You can. You can come in my little mouth. Oh, Daddy. Oh, I've wanted this for so long, Daddy. I've thought about your cock so much. Oh, every time I saw you, every time I came over here, every time I saw you with Kristen, I saw what a good daddy you could be. And I wanted you to be mine. Just in a very different way. An even better way, huh, Daddy? Is this what you like, huh? You like little girls sucking you off? Oh, Daddy, yes. I'm your whore. Yes, I'm your cocksucker. You're such a good daddy. You're so good to me. You'll take care of me, won't you? I'll make you come and you'll take care of me. Oh, like no one else ever has. Yes, come in my throat, Daddy. I'll choke on it like a good little girl. Like a good little girl you want. Oh yes, blow your load. Oh, please blow your load. You can let it all go, just pump it into my mouth. Tasted so good. So, I guess I'm really yours now, huh? Your little girl. And I can stay here. And we can do that whenever you want. I won't tell anyone, I promise. Not even Kristen.